You know, I was a barber in prison for 18 years. I cut mental health. I cut the criminally insane. I've cut death row. And I see a TV program that comes on Saturday morning. I kind of like, it's Lucky Dog. This guy saves one dog at a time. You know, he'd take it and train it, and then goes out and finds the appropriate home for that dog. And that's how I kind of feel I was doing in prison. I kind of feel like I was cutting hair one head at a time and gaining the respect of that individual. Because when you go get a haircut and you sit down at that barber's chair for some reason or another, it's like a switch goes on and people go to talking. They'll talk to you about their family. They'll talk to you about personal stuff. If I just walked up and asked him, he'd smack me in the mouth. But if he sat down in my chair and got his hair cut, he'd tell me all about it. I got into a lot of personal stories with people, you know, applied a lot of their hardship and pain, you know, to my own. And believe it or not, it was a healing. It let me know I wasn't alone. And I'm thankful for that because it taught me a lot about myself. You know, I finally realized, you know, I said, you know, a haircut is a signature to where, you know, it's going to look good when you get in the mirror and you walk away. You're going to say, man, I feel good about this haircut. I feel good about the way I look. When you achieve that, that man that you made look like a normal human being, someone that can go out and see their family on Sunday at visitation and not look crazy and not look stupid, you gain that man's respect. Thing about it is that the respect that I was able to develop over the course of many years, the respect I had of the people, that population of 500 men, was overwhelming. I was recognized, you know, for my self-control every day. But out here, it ain't like that. That I miss. In your darkest moment, if you know it in your heart and you know it in your mind, then you will be strong. If you believe, you will become. It will teach you to love yourself. You know, I was in prison for 22 years. Anytime I left that prison to go to medical or to get my eyes examined or anything like that, I was wrapped in chains, shackles, handcuffs, boxes, padlocks. To be able to walk out that gate after 22 years and not have that all that weight of all that steel on me, the ultimate meaning of freedom, I felt it. I tasted it and I smelt it. But I'll never be a free man because I'm physically free. Yeah, that's true. But in my mind, I'll never be free. Never.